Press your mic. You have to push them all and turn them on.
We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the June 26th, 2023 meeting of the University City City Council to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson. Mayor Crow.
Here. You have before you the agenda. Are there any requested changes to the agenda for the evening? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The agenda has been approved. You have before you a proclamation designating July as the Parks and Recreation Month. To all those citizens who are watching, I'm not sure that we have a wide attendance tonight, but this is the year of celebrating 100 years of parks in University City. And this is part of that celebration. So I do hope people will go out and enjoy our parks. Hopefully we have a large group tonight at our concert in the park in Heeman Park. With that being said, let's move on to the approval of the minutes. You have before you the June 13th, 2023 study session minutes facade improvement program. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smothers and seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Before you have the June 13th regular meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smothers and seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. There are no appointments. Please note that John Thiemann was sworn into the Historic Preservation Commission on June 15th. This time we have citizen participation comments. For anyone who in the audience, if you would like to speak, there are sign-up sheets over by the door, and you can sign up either on an agenda item or on a non-agenda item. If you're on an agenda item, please put that item on the line. Otherwise, it'll be a non-agenda item. Each person can come to the mic and speak for up to 5 minutes. When you come to the microphone, please hit the button at the bottom of the microphone and give your name and address. The first request we have to speak, Mark, I'm sorry, you're on legislative. So we have no request to speak on non-agenda items at this time. Do any members of council have any council comments at this section? Hearing none, we have no public hearings. We have a consent agenda, items K1, 2, and 3. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Fuller. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rhodes.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, this agenda item up under the City Manager's Report, item L1, asks that you consider the approval of our liquor license for the 7-Eleven store located at 8159 Olive Boulevard. And I would ask our finance director, Keith Cole, to present this item. Mr. Cole?
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Honorable Mayor and members of council, the agenda item before you is the liquor license for 7-Eleven. And I believe my understanding from at the last council meeting, there were questions by council members. And I have two representatives from 7-Eleven here to represent the company and to answer any questions that you guys have.
Good evening and welcome. I believe that Council Member Smotherson had a number of questions, and once he starts asking his questions, if you could give your name and address, it could be your corporate address, then we can go forward.
Okay.
Mr. Smotherson. Yeah.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I just
really wanted to say, first of all, I do appreciate the 7-Eleven that's there on the corner of 82nd and Olive. And it's been well established and been there for a while. And so that I have no complaints about. But I did. My concern is this. Unlike Quick Trip, which is new in that area, and unlike the BP station that's new in the area, 7-Eleven has been well established in that neighborhood, in that section of Olive. And so you have a regular constituency that walks to that store, comes to that store. And my concern is simply now that we're placing a new element in that you're now going to be able to sell liquor. What preparations have you made to address that issue?
Thank you, Councilman. My name is Stephen Mitchell. I'm from your rival city, Kansas City. I'm the managing officer for 7-Eleven. It's my understanding, and I have Rose Abernathy here. She knows much more about the training of the people and everything at 7-Eleven. And it's my understanding that this was a franchise store for 7-Eleven for almost 20 years, and they did sell liquor. And we plan to continue to do that. And the reason we're here is because when the franchisee turned that store over to corporate of 7-Eleven, the employees thought that they had liquor licenses. They did have a state liquor license, but they didn't have the University City liquor license. And we apologize for that. And we're here tonight to correct that and pay our any necessary fines and everything. And I have with me, to my left, Rose Abernathy, who knows all about, she's a leader trainer for 7-Eleven. And she trains lots of people. To my knowledge, there aren't any changes at that 7-Eleven store planned. And it's just now, it's going to be a corporate 7-Eleven store rather than a franchisee. And so do you have questions for Abernathy?
Yes, sir. Abernathy. And again, I'm just asking what preparations are you making to address this new element?
How our people were trained. And in the future, I guarantee you, they will know that they need a city liquor license as well as a state liquor license.
Yes, sir.
It has a state liquor license.
Thank you. Yes,
sir. Rose Abernathy, and I believe the address there is 8167 Olive. We have been in that community for a long time. It was a corporate store. They operated under, licensing. They've always had alcohol. They've always sold that. So then when it was taken over, we assumed that, they had license to sell alcohol. The program that our employees go through, they go through a written program to learn how to sell alcohol, how to recognize when someone's underage, when someone has a false ID, when someone is drunk, so forth. They also take a online course through our 7 University. And then I come in and I do the final preparation to make sure they've done everything they're supposed to, quiz them, make sure they're ready to go out there and sell alcohol. All these must be done before they become an on-floor associate. Our program has worked for most. We also participate in the BARS program, which is a state program where they send secret shoppers in twice a month, whether it's by alcohol, cigarettes, or whatever. That location doesn't have tobacco anymore. So they would go in twice a month to try to buy alcohol. And they do send people in who look questionable. They're never underage, but they do look questionable. Our policy is 35 and older, but when I train them, I always train my employees, say, if they don't look older than me, you must ID. I'm well over 35, but I always say, if you don't look older than me, then you must ID. It's something we've done with all of our stores. We're pretty effective at it. If they are caught selling to a questionable bars associate, then they lose their job. That's why it's a no gray area, no in between. You must participate. I always tell them, I don't care how cute she looks, how much he winks at you, you gotta ID them. It's very important for us.
And the only other question, I'll let my colleagues, if they have any questions, is what preparations in reference to lartering? I mean, I don't know what you have as a standard right now, but just making sure that doesn't occur and or doesn't happen or develop with this new element.
So our policy is we don't allow loitering. We try our best with the panhandlers to get them to move on, try not to create, a chaos, create, you know, something that's going to affect the customers, scare the customers. That particular manager in that store, she's working with the police department to get them to be more active in the area. And we offer all of our officers, of course, free food, coffee, stuff like that. We like to have them in the store. We like to have their presence in the store so that we deter anyone from loitering, hanging out, and so forth.
Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. And thank you for being present this evening. What differences, if any, would a patron of your store or a member of the community who lives around your store notice between a franchisee-owned 7-Eleven store and a corporately owned store? Would we see anything different?
Yes, I've worked both the franchise side and the corporate side. I've been with the company for 17 years before I had gotten my current position. And I know on the franchise side, and it's nothing, you know, against them, but they're a little more lenient. They tolerate a little more. And on the corporate side, we don't. We don't tolerate the hanging out. We don't tolerate, absolutely positively, we don't tolerate anyone selling anything underage. We are very strict about our policies. That store is a neighborhood store. It's that's what we are known for. 7-Eleven is known for to be a community store. Most of the time, we're the grocery store for the neighborhoods, things like that. So that's why we don't allow people hanging out. We don't allow the loitering. We want our patrons to feel comfortable when they come in, feel safe when they're leaving.
I might add that I've talked to Officer Nadari. He's pretty familiar with this store, and he personally knew the previous franchisee owner of the store for 19 years. And he told me they never had any problems with that franchisee store. And 7-Eleven has to take it over now because I think that franchisee just retired and turned the store over to 7-Eleven corporate. So we hope to just continue the same type of service that the previous franchisee, I don't know his name, but he was an outstanding citizen and ran a very good 7-Eleven store. So I don't want to disparage that franchisee because he, according to Officer Nadari, he ran a very good store.
Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you both for coming. The one thing that I would like to get out in the open in this meeting in front of everybody online and here is that I just want to make sure that you have the same expectations as the city does relevant to our code and what is permitted and what is not permitted under this license. And to the city manager, if either you or perhaps the city attorney could address that so that it's out in the open, please.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Hales, the license that's been, that they've made application for is one, an intoxicating liquor not more than 22% by the package retail, and then also a Sunday liquor license that is intoxicating liquor not more than 22% by the package. The address on the application, there seems to be a little bit of confusion with that, is 8159 Olive Boulevard.
And just as a follow-up, our code does not permit single serve individual purchases.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Hales, I believe that's correct, but I'll defer to our city attorney, Mr. Mulligan.
Thank you. This is for intoxicating liquor, not more than 22% by the package. And the specific issue is, and so these are in the package, and the definition of package is at least three beers in a container. So in other words, no single servings of beer.
I read your ordinance, and that's somewhat of an unusual, the three thing, but I guarantee you that 7-Eleven will abide by that. In other words, you cannot sell individual beers or anything like that. So the three, I think, would mean you have to buy a probably a six pack. Yeah. And So that's the rule.
Thank you.
We will follow that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do have, if I may, Mayor, a question regarding your application. For purpose of obtaining the Sunday liquor license, applicant states that at least 50% of the gross income of the restaurant bar at that location is derived from the sale of prepared meals of food or food consumed on the premises.
That sounds wrong to me. We have a brand new, my firm does, liquor license paralegal. We had a paralegal for many years, and that paralegal got a better job. And then we had we hired from AMC a paralegal, and she got a better job. And so John Harrison is our paralegal over here in our Clayton office. And he maybe filled out that application wrong. We will correct that. But I noticed your ordinance, it doesn't allow Sunday sales of alcohol. But maybe if you have this special license, you can do it. And he should have filled that out more carefully. I mean, 7-Eleven sells food, but it's not like, it's not a restaurant. It's not a bar. It's just it's a convenience store. And so John may have filled out that application wrong. We can correct that.
Okay. Yeah. So for the record, then, it's not a restaurant bar. This
no,
is a convenience store.
It's a convenience store, 7-Eleven, just like it's always probably all of you are familiar with 7-Elevens. And
when was the change of control from the franchisee to you folks?
Oh, gosh. It must have been within the last year. Do you have that, Rose?
In the last few months.
Oh, okay.
We operated.
Like, you may need to go to the microphone because people online can't hear you if you're not closer.
I apologize. Like I said, the previous franchisee had it for 19 years, ran it sufficiently great, and he said he wanted to retire. We ran under his license because there was supposed to have been a buyer that he had lined up to buy it. We went through the process, upgraded the store. It's now beautiful. It's updated and everything else. And then the buyer could not keep the tobacco license. So he backed out. Then it turned over, and that's when our licensing as of current were changed over to us. So it just happened within the last few months.
Any other questions of the applicant? It is my understanding that the applicant will make corrections to the application to make Absolutely. Sure that we have the right categories. With that in mind, is there a motion to approve the application? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there additional discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you very much.
Thank you all very much.
We'll now move to new business. Resolution number 2023-11, committed fund reserves for various funds. Is there a motion to approve? Motion approved by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Resolution number 2023-12. Motion to approve. Motion made by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We now will go to bill number 9516. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Smotherson. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9516, an ordinance vacating and surrendering a public alley located at or near 6322 Bartmer Industrial Drive.
Thank you, Rachel. We do have a request to speak on this, Mr. Jacobs, and there is no vote being taken tonight, but you're welcome to speak.
Thank you. Nice to see everybody again. just here on behalf of the property owner to answer any questions you might have. We're just asking to vacate an old alleyway that has been abandoned by the city many, many years ago. There's a building already sitting there, and we're in process with all the utilities. They've all basically already agreed that this is going to be fine based on the ordinance drafted by the city, by the city staff. And I'm just here to answer any questions you might have. Thank you so much.
And Mark, can you give us your address real quick for the record?
Jacob, 873 Greenshire Court.
And most, I doubt there's questions tonight. Probably the questions would come at the next reading. I'm not certain with this one. There's going to be a ton of questions, but we appreciate you being here to help move this forward.
Thank you. Always appreciate coming.
Have Thank you. Bill number 9517. Who would like to introduce? Mr. McMahon. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9517. An ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after July 10th, 2023, and repealing ordinance number 7228.
Thank you very much. Council reports and business. Any comments from members of council during this section of the agenda? Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Crow. The library is back. It is back at its home. It is left its temporary facility, was open today, looks fantastic. I had an opportunity to go by there to actually check out a couple of books for my daughter. So I encourage you to check it out. They're still moving some things around, so they ask for some degree of patience, but it again looks fantastic, and they're back home and looking forward to serving the citizens of University City.
Seeing no other lights, we'll move forward with citizen participation. We have one request to speak. Ms. Ginsburg.
Honorable Mayor, Council Members, and City Manager, my name is Erin Ginsburg. I live at 430 West Point Court, and I'm going to piggyback on what Council Member Clay said. I'm here to share some very happy book news. Our library is back at its permanent location. I hope you all come see it's all the beautifully updated patron spaces, brilliant new lighting, comfy seating, ADA accessible bathrooms, and check out some fun summer reading. The renovation is still ongoing, so the grand opening celebration is planned for the fall once the elevator has been replaced. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's see. Any other council comments? But we have no other requests to speak from any members of the public. So the citizen comments have now ended. It looks like there's no request to speak from members of council. Thus, I will ask for a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statutes 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, or litigation involving public governmental body and any confidential or privileged communications between that governmental body or its representatives or attorneys. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson. Councilmember Clay. Mayor Crow.
Aye. The motion is passed. We will go into executive session. Thank all of you for joining us this evening.